Harper exhaled heavily. His smile became a short, sharp burst of laughter. Relief rather than amusement.
I quite agree. Thank goodness for that. You know Arnold well.
We lived locally when we were children, Aunt Jane said. Arnold has known Julius all his life. And Robin. She stopped, shrugged. Well, as I say, we grew up here. Harper nodded.
Of course, Robin. Your lovely daughter, he said to Venture.
Matt saw that Robin scowled at the compliment. Harper seemed not to notice.
Dr. Stribling mentioned you, he said, turning back to look at Robin.
Did he? Her frown deepened. Her eyes flicked to her father, just for a split second, just long enough for Venture to give the merest hint of a shake of the head. What did he say? Harper was lifting his briefcase onto the desk. It was heavy, metal, like the sort of case a photographer might keep his equipment in, or an assassin.
He said to say hello if I met you.
Harper clicked the locking wheels on the case round to a set combination.
He said to tell you, he remembers your mother.
Matt was looking at Robin now. He wanted to say something, to plead for them to stop the small talk and get on with finding Dad. But something in Robin's expression kept him quiet. As Harper opened the case and went on,
he said to say he remembers your christening in the church on the estate.
Robin's face was a blank. All trace of the frown was gone. That's nice of him, she said, and her voice was as expressionless as her face. Across the room, on the other side of the desk, a nerve ticked for a moment in Venture's cheek. His lips seemed to tighten and his eyes narrowed. Then abruptly he was on his feet, reaching across to shake Harper's hand. We shall do all we can to help, he said sincerely. You've convinced me that this is of the utmost urgency and importance.
Thank you.
Harper had taken several discs from the case. They looked like computer CDs in narrow slipcases labeled in black marker pen. It looked like Dad's handwriting.
This is a copy of everything that Dr. Stribling found or noted or sketched. Absolutely everything. I had it all scanned onto DVD for you.
Excellent. Venture took the discs and placed them on the desk close to his computer screen. Harper handed him a sheaf of papers, computer printouts.
Here's a list of everything on the discs, with brief explanatory notes. There are facsimiles and scans of everything relevant. There's Dr. Stribling's handwritten notes, copies of all the historical papers he referenced, three-dimensional models of artifacts he felt were relevant, everything. You will keep me aware of your progress.
I'll contact you as soon as we find anything, Venture assured him.
Thank you. And anything you need, access to anything at all, contacts, money.
He left the offer hanging. We'll let you know, Venture said.